Hello, a wil tussa igiri nismo how to gael idle hail. Well, ta dan urta going deep.
Yes, Tom Witt Air Patreon. We'll have a bonus app that drops every Thursday. Let nismo gaelge, agus nismo gluish.
And we also have monthly Q&As. We have all our podcasts in full video form, and we will add you to the close friends.
So sign up to our Patreon, agus tuir talk yuk star bud craila.
Link to our Patreon is in the show notes.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How to Gael, an ACAS production.
Hello, hello, Corey Dag, it's Fod Gearash Arishka. How to Gael, Lumsa Louise.
Misha Durin.
August is Misha Shiva.
Kalini, I'm Shinna Nullag. It's well and truly Fui Lawn Show. Are you having a good one?
Oh yeah.
De hosta.
I'm letting glown, I'm cute, I'm sair. Yes,
loving it.
It is a time to chill, a time to be festive, but it's bralum, I'm Shinna Nullag, to just switch off. It's a good time to kind of do very little. Inspired by that, on topic I thought going to know of is how to chill out. I'm going to curthu slash and pod a kurkesht ervsha. Marielle, they're just chilling out. Are you good to relax? Tell me.
Oh, I'm the worst relaxer. I can't. It's terrible. I go my really dacker. I'm Sarah Hogan.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm kind of like, when I go, like, oh, hey, Viveg, no hooked ya. But I'm like, I need downtime. I need to chill out. I need to spend Erelight or Clegg brand new air and tell if he's got it at all. If I don't get that, I'll get really cranky and upset and feel like I haven't had any time to myself.
That's
so
great.
I carve out like time to just like vegetate. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
No, what like I can't function without it.
Good for you, Shiva.
Shin aroused, the shin class. Mm-hmm. So, Darren, are you saying that you can't relax or you can't switch off? Or, like, because I think they're different things. You know, what's relaxing mean to you?
Shin keshwa. I like say now, like, ni dinna more telefisha mate. Like, I didn't have a TV all through the lockdown or in with Martin.
Bananas to me.
That's, I know, yeah.
Utterly wild.
Yeah, so bananas.
What's your chain of like?
A goal. that's probably how I would like switch off now, like Tim. A goal. No, like I'd love, like, okay, rudgan in or into, if I want like a bit of chill out time, is I'll go agus piano me budail das fianna, and I'll sometimes sit at home with my fiddle and have a couple of glass of wine and just do that for myself for the evening.
That is shin on way better, yeah, yeah, than how I relax.
But I have to be in the headspace for that, because like it's a constant battle, like aing you can be in a shine to kill. Sometimes you're playing great and you really enjoy it, but a lot of the time it's like a battle to face your instrument and you're like, you know, cadu ve fine clatain spralin ve leiv dinna manachad lehoracht. And then like the only time I will like sit on the couch and actually just do nothing is my time I'm severely hungover. So sometimes that comes as a consequence of relaxing for me.
But like seeing like on Cuig Earth and Shin, like your way of relaxing is Bader Shint and Fiddle, like you're literally upskilling while you're relaxing, whereas I'm like rotting my brain with reality TV.
I don't know if I'm upskilling. I think it's just it like tattoo, you know, tattoo's a foul or tattoo fake under television. Am I? You're getting all these.
I'm learning how to
references.
Fight with all my friends. How to manipulate a group of women.
I think it depends on what you're relaxing or switching off from, though. So, like for me, what inspired me to talk about this topic is like for the first Christmas ever, I have like a sizable amount of time off where I'm not working. So, do you know the way sometimes, particularly in this industry, you're so flat to the mat doing high octane, high adrenaline jobs and ultimately entertaining, right? So that like when the time comes for you to not be in front of a crowd or in front of a microphone or, you know, in front of a camera, like the importance of actually stepping back, switching off and not talking at all. Like for me, Shinrod, like I struggle with that. Like actually if a hue in August, just to sit down, to switch off and to just try to get into my own head and relax. I actually don't feel very comfortable there, but I'm trying to get better. So this winter, I've like 2 weeks off at Christmas, which never ever happens, where I don't have any work to do. Yeah. And I'm like, it actually makes me nervous. Like, you know, it makes me more nervishuk than excited to have on Tamshin.
I get that as well, because Tamisha kind of nervishuk me on Tam Sarah Homa. Yeah.
Yeah. Because like, so on how to, like what I'm trying to figure out is like how to come down from the highs, like when you're almost addicted to the hustle and like that's what gives you the buzz, right? Mm. Like, is an hour is sitting down in front of the television magalore, like, or is there, like, what is it? What does it take to fully switch off? Like, could you go and hop into the lab and sleep for 14 hours?
No. See, Dakota Fanning came out and said,
I saw this. Yes.
Dakota Fanning came out, yeah, and said she could sleep for, easily sleep for 14 hours a day.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
I'm a big sleeper now. I'll sleep for hours and hours and hours if I get the chance, but it's not. But often
I think that there's such a thing as too much sleep.
Yeah, Bader Gwyll, actually, Irene Tisaisa, Leshgul, and yeah, being number co, Kula got to Shetan Fear.
Shans just go well either now, in fairness. But Louise, like, I would pay good money to see you do a silent retreat.
I couldn't. No, like, my mother used to threaten me growing up that she'd send me to the Poor Clares because I was silent. I fully must have been like burning her ears off.
That's actually a good one now. Anytime Louise is just like, you know, just too much, we'd be like, listen now, Louise, you're going to the Poor Clares, right?
Honestly, I think I would just talk to myself. I would struggle so badly. Like, I don't act, I can't like cope very well when I don't have something to do. Mm. So like, now I'd be better off like Shiva Ksulata, like Fechner in Delavish or something like that. Yeah. I would find myself, how I would switch off is probably through doing something else. Like, you know, I would, I couldn't switch off by Machna from Hampla. Meditation, mindfulness for me, I find it just to be like crazy, the concept of it, because like I can't stop my mind. Mm. I can't quieten it.
But Darren, she'd like, it's okay. Because like, obviously, Nurnaquil to like Bader Adahi, Aaron Ginnell, Machna of Shin, go will she okay, Munner Fadalash, like Nisween to Yastupa, knew the kind of the Inkian, Stupa, Igbuga. Like, but just like Glock Lesh, it's just like, Ahan, Nisween to Shin, be like, okay, I'm thinking that now. You know, like, I think it is a misconception, like, Kappa in Machna, that you have to shut everything out and not think of anything. Because, like you said, like, you're 1,000 jobs at a time. So, like, you're actually in danger of this. So, it's no Sienna Voss and kind of carving on Tom Shin and Mock Dish Fane, whatever way it is. But, like, I find Gna meditation really dark refreshing. I really do. I did, like, a course on breathing and it was a really, really good course. But, like, all I spent the time doing was going through my list of what I was going to have to do afterwards. You know?
Monkey mind, Shinan. Rud the clay into there. Be a mega mahig machnav and then tem treats, like tem treat stages nervy and my really good mahiga and then stages and off on my anabahiga.
Playing your fiddle is probably a type of machnav. That's probably like a meditation for you.
Yeah, well, it's you can't go into it all the time. Like, it's hard to get into that zone all the time, but certainly, like, when you do get into it, it is. But also, by the way, it's like, I find playing fiddle is like staring at yourself too long in the mirror, because like you can be so overly critical, and you know, it's all like, I don't take it out and be like, oh, I'm fucking fantastic every time I play. Like, maybe once every, you know, 50 times I'll get that kind of high, being like, oh, like I'm playing this the way I want to. Or, but like, most of the time it's a kind of battle, with a mental battle, because you want to shape something to be a certain way and you can't figure out how to do that. And oh, you know, yeah,
that does
no,
not it's sound relaxing.
Yeah, yeah, no, it, but it's enjoyable. It's an enjoyable process.
Yeah, it's like, okay, it's a very deep subject, obviously. Like, yeah, you know, there's so much unexplored about neuroscience and the brain and what goes on. But I think if you're using your brain all the time to entertain, right, when you're left alone with your brain and you've no one to entertain but yourself in the quietness, it's a really interesting time. Because like, so I don't know if I'm explaining this very well, but these are the comparisons I would make. So when I'm a gabbergadian and I'm flat to the mat, I am better at finding time to relax during those periods. I know the things, like if I have a hectic 14 hour day, I'm like, I'm going to need to have, like, go to the gym in the morning and have a really nice shower, then that will set me up and that will be on town to make sure I can function at my best. But then if I have a day where I have 14 hours free, I'd be like, Jesus Christ, when will I go to shower? Should I go to the gym? And I'll just end up doing nothing. And I'm like, it's actually, I find it like impossible to figure out how to fully chill out when I have the time to do it. So like, I want to ask you about that. When you're flat to the mat, is there something that you do? A ritual, a regime?
Really, it's just television. I'm so boring, but it's really important that I get to watch television. I'm like a posture. But like, I know, like, you know, like if I'm doing, if I have a week that I've, like, you know, the shoot days, the studio, and you're like 12 hour days, I'd come home really late and I'd like almost be teary eyed because I'm like, I have no time to myself before I have to get back up and do this all again tomorrow. Okay. Like, that really affects me. If I haven't had time to just like completely like sit on the sofa, scroll on my phone, chill out, have a nice shower, but not feel stressed, which, like, wash my hair and stuff, you know, like, it I just I hate when I have no time to be by myself. that kills me.
Yeah.
I just need time by myself. That's all I need. I don't have anything fancy. Cared pizza.
Well, Shingam, that's good that you can identify that. I'm kind of like, I like Avella Dina Ella, or like, yeah. But it, my big thing, see, thought Guy or Agum Saiva, a dog, so she has to be walked twice a day. Every day for like 40 minutes.
Oh,
so
Jesus.
Yeah. So I like.
And bruising.
Yeah. Well, no, it's great though, because like I get up and I walk her and Bader Gamemele, you know, the Nagan, and 40 minutes outside. She has to be wild. Like, she's a wild dog. She's Springer as well. So she really has to be. So we go out into nature. One time I go down Clare, you know, it's around the woods or up by the coast, or one time I survive in Lacklia, like, you know, out by the prom. And yeah, it's the best. I am. It's really malam Nishilta, because it gets you out first thing in the morning before I start work or anything like that. Dog has to be walked. And then you kind of start the day. And then even like when I'm like, at the minute I'm in a real exercise rut, so I haven't been doing anything, but I'm like, look, at least I'm walking the dog for, you know, at least an hour a day between the morning and the evening.
That's obviously then part of like how you relax. The dog walks, I'd say, are part of your like relaxation times of the day.
I just
getting out into nature. You just
realize. I just realized that. I literally just realized that, because usually I'm like, fuck's sake, Nelly, now I have to bring you out. Because she's the kind of dog as well, like, she wouldn't leave you alone if you didn't walk her. So
it's a bit like her owner then, but tenacious.
Look,
is she,
you know what I mean?
So like, maybe sometimes we don't acknowledge that it's us trying to relax. Like, you know, it could just be a stress reliever. So like, when you're having, I don't know, a hectic time, is there something that you do to relieve stress?
Cook or clean. Sorry.
Yeah. Cook or clean.
Oh my god, I stress bake. Yeah. If I'm feeling really,
what do you bake?
Like brownies, cookies, I don't know, like, depends on what day of the week it is. Like, I'll make a dessert or a meringue roulade, or like, depends where I'm going or who I'm meeting, or, you know, if it's just in the house.
You've never made anything for us.
I'd be very like particular as well. Like, I would never bring you something that I made yesterday. I'd have to have it made today, because otherwise it's just not at its best.
Oh, dear, it needs lock on.
I know, sorry, I know, that's so stupid.
I kind of prefer things day two. They're a bit chewier. That like, yeah, is your version of meditation.
Yeah, Shin and Rod, I can't put my finger on what it might be like, but I think that it's
shopping.
Probably, yeah. So I think it's either retail therapy, else ag dul chuig an gym. I find
doing that gymnastics.
No, well, actually, when we were early in Tessera there for about 3 weeks on the extended honeymoon,
Louise doing tumbles.
We went to the gym every morning and I loved it.
Yeah.
It was like my favourite part of the day. A guy really Kayla imagine. There was no stress to be like, it wasn't like I need to fit the gym into the day because I have to do it and do a million other things after. It was like I can go and really enjoy whatever choice of exercise I'm going to do and then have a nice healthy breakfast and then go for a shoeload or a draw. Like, I think there's something so gorgeous about having time to do something. Like, making time to do something is probably relaxing in itself, because like, you're carving out time to spend it as you please. Like, so if that's baking or gymming or retail therapy, girls, if it's going for a little shopping spree, like, is that a good way to relax?
No.
Don't mind your consumerism now. We're talking about like the effect it has on your curry.
No, because but all you're doing is you're trying to fill a vacuum by buying something shiny and new.
Sorry.
Yeah, but it can bring
and
you
how
joy.
Long does that last until the next? Look, I
how much was your television like? You're trying to fill a vacuum by watching shite on the TV. Come on.
Not saying I don't do it. I'm just saying it's not a healthy one to be reliant on, because like, it's a never ending cycle. You're like, next time, another thing, another thing, another thing. No, sorry, I'm not saying I don't do it. I'm just saying, let's be self aware.
Yeah, okay. But like, I take on board your point, but like, okay, it can't be a constant way to relax. Yeah. People probably do though, but what is the how to, like, what's another way to do it? I don't know.
I know what you're saying, Shiva, about the consumerism and stuff like that. And sometimes I found myself getting into a real hole with that. So what I started doing is, instead of maybe it always being about buying clothes or stuff like that, then I buying new books or buying nice food, or, you know what I mean?
And look,
buying baking materials.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm an awful woman for that.
Yeah, and sorry, like I think almost every person on the planet does it. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it.
I know.
Be aware of it.
Yeah,
but there are healthier ways to relax. But like, denim shave fresh and not the forehead.
Okay, like, I mean, a Spotify playlist, watching something good on the telly, eating a takeaway, all of these things probably.
I wouldn't be one for like, unless I'm extremely hungover, I wouldn't really get a takeaway. But I know some other people are like, oh, to make themselves feel better, that's what they would go for. But
I almost get annoyed when the suggestion of takeaway is made, because like, I would, I'd so much rather cook.
Oh, would you?
Yeah.
It's that kind of de-stressing thing again.
It is. I still will put on my shy TV or a podcast or something, and I'll just pot around the kitchen for like 45 to 60 minutes and make a gorgeous dinner. And that's actually like a little luxury that I give myself. Okay, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's mockative.
Yeah.
Because you're focusing on another task, you know?
Yeah.
So you're doing something, you're active, but you're like focused on that. So you can't be thinking of every single other thing. You know?
Yeah,
so it kind of, I don't know. It's
meditative.
Okay, so we're
discovering that how we relax is through doing things, right? So that's good. Like, so no one actually sits down and fully meditates, like goes into their own head. Like, is there a mindfulness meditation technique that you actively practice that you feel works? Because for me, I find that so difficult. I love yoga. I've downloaded the Calm app and even tried to like go to bed listening to, you know,
Cillian Murphy.
Oh,
Cillian Murphy has one on that.
He does.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But like, I find it impossible to, without the help of any external, I don't know, rod, to just be alone, lumphane, and
I agree.
No, I'd be good at that now. I've gone on holidays and stuff by myself, and been like, oh yeah, I think I can get very, I think about things way too much, but I need to do that as well. Like, I need to really like think about how I feel about stuff. I do a lot of journaling, and sometimes as well, if I'm going through like a lot of stressful things or loads of things happening, I don't really like writing down your thoughts is a really good way of making sense of them. And I'd be an awful woman now for taking a notion and being like, okay, I'm just gonna go off and like do this by myself now and just get into that like state of like really thinking things through and how do I feel about.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So doing something. So I want to ask you about sitting on your own without technology, right?
Yeah.
So let's just paint the picture. Like, Air the Hullug.
Yeah.
Lat Fein. No technoliacht. No TVs, Shiva. No Spotify. No fiddle near you. Just Shiva and your work, Dirini Glacon, on your own, in your own head. For an hour.
I would never even think to do that. I wouldn't do that to myself. Like, I couldn't think of anything worse in the world than being alone with my thoughts for an hour. I could not think of anything worse.
Yeah.
But I don't know, does anyone do that?
I would sometimes try and give, or like sit by myself, like I do meditate and like maybe do body scans or do like meditations with myself, or yeah, like I don't know if I could do a full hour, but I could certainly do like 5 minutes,
so
10, no, 15 minutes.
That's Scoundrel. I think we should set up the camera and the microphones and just try and be by ourselves for 60 minutes.
I wouldn't manage 60 seconds. Honest to God. First of all, I think that I'm out of my mind. I would start talking to myself and I would be like distracted by everything.
Yeah.
I'm like the child you can't sit still in the back of the class. Like, I would find I'd actually be counting the fibers on the couch or something. Do you know, like, I just, it's mental. I'm like,
yeah, but then I'm failing my catch to cur. Like, you talk about like how it's so hard for you to relax, but do you actually feel like you need to? Like, do you have an asnif? Do you have a gap? Do you like it, are you like, no, I really need to find a way to chill out, or are you fine as you are?
Yeah, you see, so I don't think I really do have an asnif. I don't think there is a need,
but
I do want to become better at like being more, is it like a type of self-care, carving out a bit of time to like not be on my phone or not be actively doing something, or Satora Rodagan, you know.
I do agree, but I also think if it's not broke, don't fix it. Like, I'm kind of like, yeah, I probably could do better spending less time on my phone. I could probably watch less reality TV, but like I don't have an engine warning going on in my head or anything. Yeah. So I'm grand.
So like, obviously we're surrounded in technology. Obviously we work in fast-paced environments. Like, Would you feel confident and happy to leave your phone at home and go for a walk in nature on your own for an hour?
I could do that, but also we're addicted to the dopamine hits that we get all the time from watching TV or being on the phone or whatever else. So there's a thing called dopamine fasting. Like, and
tell us about it.
Yeah, dopamine fasting is like where you're trying to wean yourself off that and you give yourself thoughts. So some I find this actually when I do a lot of long journeys, obviously, but if there's nothing good on the radio, and a couple of times happened to me where my phone's been out of battery, so I can't listen to an audiobook, can't listen to a podcast, and you're just left in the car, like, to drive for. And I remember I was getting a boat from Clare along Clare at Gurkwick, and I had a long drive back up to Clare after, and my phone went out of battery and the radio was just shite. It was really late in the evening, there was nothing to be, so I was just in the car the whole journey with my thoughts, and I had loads of really good ideas with work, and actually, like, they ended up spurring nearly the whole year of work for me because of things.
Ooh.
So when you're by yourself and you dopamine fast yourself, you know, that's where, like, creativity comes
wow.
from. But I was going to say, like, if you were getting a bus into town or something, could you get the bus into town now? Or, like, just even something as simple as that without your phone?
I just wouldn't get the bus in the first place.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
Seriously, like, when you think about it.
I love getting the bus into town.
Sorry, without
like, no
what?
Phone.
No,
phone.
No, I wouldn't do it without my phone.
And
I wouldn't.
Like,
I always
distract yourself. Have to actually just sit there and, like, look. Because we used to, before the phones came in, and, like, used to be getting the bus in and out of town. Like, I'd have nothing to, I'd just be sitting on the bus, like.
Yeah, but I always, like, when I get the bus into work, I always have the best of intentions. I bring my earphones and my phone, but I also bring a book. And do I ever open the fucking book?
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
yeah,
my
yeah,
God.
Yeah.
And I end up, like, instead of even, like, listening to a good podcast or actually, like, doing something slightly better with my time, I scroll the same two apps over and over.
When you go to bed at night with someone in the bed beside you versus going to bed on your own, do you find it easier to relax when you're led in at? This is obviously not a sexual question now, but, like, do you feel like
do you need to orgasm before you go to sleep?
Do you feel like more relaxed? There is, like, some study that shows that, like, if you're sleeping with someone that you have a lot of growl for, that there is a, it's not dopamine, but is it, like,
oh, yeah,
serotonin,
yeah.
Probably
not serotonin, there's another chemical.
Oh,
I can't
love.
Think you
oh,
get
it's the, oh, yeah, the love hormone. One isn't it?
Oh my goodness, what's it called now? I'll have to Dame Googling her, but, like, you know, Orinta August May Lum Fain Imologlia, I find it much harder to, like,
oh,
switch 100%. Off and fall asleep in main there.
Yeah, it's way easier in Orinta to the the negan alice labaglat 100%
oxytocin.
That's
yeah. It's sometimes referred to as the love hormone or cuddle chemical.
Yeah. Oh my god. Well, obviously, yeah. Gorgeous, the negan, like, you know, and that kind of level of comfort and stuff, like, that's like, you know, matatu shiga labaglat carolat or whatever, that's not as relaxing, but obviously, because, Joe,
I actually hate sharing the bed with
yeah.
anyone else. Obviously,
yeah.
Why would I now? We just show my hell. But even with the girls, I hate having to share a bed.
Yeah. I know, I'd be with you there, but yeah, nurse had to do the partner or whatever. Like, Joe, it's way more relaxing.
Yeah, I hate even sharing the room with people sometimes. Sorry, that sounds so bad. Well, no, not, but like,
no, fully, I agree completely with that.
Yeah.
I think so, reach a stage in your life.
Yeah, where you're just like, I'm not doing this anymore.
I just find sleeping is such an intimate thing, and
yes.
like when you're doing it, it's, you're in a, such a vulnerable state. And
yeah.
Sorry, not that I'm sharing rooms with strangers. What am I talking about?
No, but I'm feeling a bit self conscious here next. Myself and Chief shared a bed there a couple of
Did
months
we?
Ago. Yeah, when we booked into the Dun Raven.
Oh yeah, but we were absolutely
hammered.
Different
after Louise's wedding.
What I do love is the shy talk the next day.
Yeah,
I love lying there and just having the shy talk.
Yeah, and Coomer, she's got breakfast at Kelly, which is really
did.
Good. Ask,
yeah,
you limped down with your.
But anyway,
though, what about relaxing with your partner versus relaxing on your own? Is there a person in your life you can relax best with?
Well, like, I'd say my partner, but I think on Ruddy's top, like, Kevin and Ruddy is soon to see, I think, in our cadre, that made me realise that this was the cadre for me, was that, like, being with him was like being on my own. So I didn't feel like there was any different. I didn't have to, like, make an effort. I didn't have to, like, be, you know, like, find topics of conversation. Chilling out with him is the exact same as being on my own. Like, there's no difference, really, you know. Like, I can completely relax.
So I love that you say this, because ain't he a lad, being like the partner, just doing nothing, sitting on the couch, completely being with your own thoughts, is still Nias Farinova in the Coney of the Inner, I find.
Also, I'm not allowed to watch reality TV while he's in the room, so that really puts a dampener on my alone time, you know? So I'm like, no, I'd rather be on my own sometimes. Yeah, no housewives allowed around the fella, unfortunately.
Well, hey King Dodd, there'd be no housewives allowed around me either.
Kieran, I really want to convert you. I really do.
You've been saying that. Look, I'm not saying never, but.
So let's talk about this. What's the indulgence, right? So we know for you it's Housewives, Real Housewives. Is there a book? Is there a film? Is there a tune? You need immediate relief. Again, this is not a sexual question. Is there something Louise that will do it to you? It's because I'm catching Shiva's eye and I know what you're thinking. Like, I fully know what you're thinking. If you need an immediate... So you need to switch off.
The cuddle chemical.
You need to relax. Where do you reach? What do you go for?
Straight into that bedside locker. Yeah.
Mind's out of the gutter now because I fly frag a regular doll, so go on.
Sorry, you go first, so
no, you kick us off. I've asked you the kesht. Go on.
If
go
I
on.
Need immediate relief, like depending on what it is, like sometimes you just need to cry.
Yeah. Do you know what? And sometimes you're just feeling overwhelmed. You're not angry, you're not sad, you're just overwhelmed, you just have a bit of a
cry. Can be more can release more like relief than actually a good cry.
Oh my god, 100%. Yeah.
If the ain't or no lead then would you cry alone?
No, I would never. No, it's a very crying thing.
Who are you crying with?
Oh, if you were like having deep chats with someone or like.
No, I always get. I really don't like crying in front of people. I'd like. Really? Yeah. I hate it.
Yeah, I get it. I like, as soon as I start crying in front of someone, the first thing I say is, I'm sorry.
Oh my God. It's so awful. And then you can't even let it out because you're just like, oh my God, I need to stop. This is awful.
With your group of Horridge or like your.
Let's just all say, Asha, Mark, Mahosni, Mida, Queenos, Corricata. Let's not apologize for it.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Because that's a really bad nose, isn't it?
Like, yeah.
I think so.
What are we apologizing for?
Would you ever have like. A cry about something that's so not important, like so stupid. Yeah,
that's the thing, it's being overwhelmed, even if it's tiny, it's the straw that broke the camel's back.
Why
are you thinking of something specific?
No, I'm like, it's so funny. I'm going to sound absolutely crazy. I can't believe I'm actually admitting this. But anyway, I was like, there, I was actually in Urig, I think, and I felt like some song came out on the radio, not even a particular song that would make me emotional normally, but it was just whatever place I was in my head or however I felt. And it was actually funny because I was. Sikhor, Lumphane, probably kind of like a mocking of situation, you know, where you don't even realize it. And like I was driving through the toll bridge and I was actually bawling and I was like, please pull yourself together. And I just felt like overwhelmed, right, with gratitude for my life. I felt very, they were happy tears, right? But I was like, I felt almost like I was crying because I was like, oh my God, I don't know how good I have it or something.
Yeah.
And I can't actually explain it. It was bizarre. But I had a relief from it.
It's a breakthrough new thing. It's like, I don't know. Yeah. I was there to describe a number of Mohukanagas, I guess, Gorowarty to.
Yeah. Am I the only one that's happened to?
No, I've cried for it with being like, God, this is so emotional because, being to like, God, Tha Daraglum, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm a big advocate for a cry. Car's a good place to do it when you're by yourself. And, you know, Nilay, But then it's like always, if you have to pull in for petrol, that's never. That's always where I'm like, plan this now. Yeah. Do it on a full tank of diesel.
God, I feel as well we could be being kind of dual talked about how to relax, cry, sit alone on your own. But like, it's the stuff simply you aren't at.
Yeah. But also, crying doesn't have to be dual talk. I think we're like, obviously, it has really negative connotations, but like, yeah, I don't know. I'm also thinking I just watched Love Actually and Emma Thompson when she starts crying.
Oh my God. And her like, that's like trying to pull herself together.
Yes.
So I know. Sorry, God. Can we go back to my original question? Yeah, which is the, what is the switch you can flick that will...
What are you flicking, Louise? Stop flicking.
She's trying to bring up masturbation.
No, I'm not. I'm absolutely not. Girls, take your minds out of the gutter. What is the indulgence that can just help you switch off there and then? Sorry.
I it's very hard to get past sexual references, but I would probably say if I need immediate relief, I'll either go for a glass of wine or maybe a run, or I'll just eat loads of really nice food.
I would have said a Glenfiddich, but I've really stopped keeping like alcohol in the house because I didn't like that I was like defaulting to that when I did feel stressed or anything. So now it's just Beidhr Rudaig and Dasla Nithe and an episode of one of my favourite shows. Yeah, it's very, very sad. And I try not to rely on alcohol because if you turn to it when you're feeling low or stressed, I just think it's not a great.
It's robbing serotonin from tomorrow.
Serotonin stealer.
Yes. Yeah.
And I actually think Achliacht is great for me. I just love doing something. Actually going to the gym is, I've found I really enjoy a lot.
But what about, like, you know,
I
when
love
you're
to get
like
sweaty. Properly, a good sweat sesh. Swear
oh
to God.
God, Louise, I like, okay,
girls, you're the ones that are taking this sexually. I fully just mean there is actually sometimes nothing better. 30
Louise
minutes told
us earlier that she thinks there's nothing sexier than a sweaty arse.
Oh,
she did.
A GAA,
she did.
She did.
And actually, let me explain that. That's a sweaty pair of GAA shorts on a, listen,
on a Limerick.
I married
hurler.
A hurler. Well, I didn't even say that. Right, quick fire round to finish us up, girl.
Okay.
Say whichever you prefer. This is called How to Chill the F Out. Okay, would you rather read a book or listen to a podcast?
Listen to a podcast.
What podcast?
How to grill.
A hot bath or a refreshing sea swim?
Hot bath.
Depends on what time of year.
How did your Christmas Day swim go, Shiva? Do you have a hot bath after? Did you?
It wasn't a swim. It was the quickest little dipping you've ever seen.
Okay,
but I survived. Yeah, it'll be up on the gram anyway.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
A hot bath for you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Mm. I would probably, unless it's this time of year, I would probably say a sea swim. Not during the winter, but like, yeah, April to October. Oh my God, you will not get a better stress reliever than
I actually changed my answer because I actually fucking hate baths. I forgot. I hate baths.
You hate baths.
I was sitting there.
It's quick fire, girls.
Sorry. Okay. Sea swim.
Hot bath, stunning. At Pochin Kushtina, no champagne, August Oishery.
Oh, jeez, it's gotta be the champagne.
Always the latter.
Okay. But is there Rodagin Fui, like, Leve, the Sea Kushtina? Like, there is something very soothing about chilling out, sitting in front of a fire.
So, the thing that appeals to me about that is that I wouldn't have to get glam for it.
Yeah.
But I don't like Pochin, so I'm still gonna say champagne, August Oishery.
Yeah, I'm still gonna say champagne.
Okay, stunning, right. Retail therapy, no Trust Harlar.
I don't really like going Harlar.
What?
It's like, I'm just not one of these people who's like, I'm dying to go away, I can't wait for, like, when I go on holidays I enjoy it, but I'm not like, I have to have a year full of like trips away booked.
Oh my God, I'm so the opposite. I'm like, I need to have one every like a lot. Yeah.
I'd probably say retail therapy and get myself a new moisturizer or something.
Oh
my God,
if you had 600 euro like would that. You be getting a designer handbag or a flight to New York?
Flight to New York. We're not all into designer handbags, Louise.
Same. I'd be getting the flight to New York too. Girls, Gurmina Mago, if you shouldn't die in a gohin, but I think sometimes it's good to have a little bit of machin of true deep conversation and talk about the things that we don't think about when we're sitting on the couch alone.
Yeah, you can't run away from your thoughts. You have to face them eventually. So
never.
And you know what? Whatever you need to flick to get a bit of relief, do it. If it's the channels on your telly, Shiva, shin all right. Sorry about the girls being so salach. Or note the shin, glue us the shacht and a gahana tappa. Well, fuck, look, I've.
Flick all.
Do you know what? I'm going to go with it.
Okay.
Accept it.
Flick all. Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay.
Meditation.
Okay. So, Derry May, Telefish Rathatha, which is reality TV, August Fuishov, which is like relief.
Shin gahalin. Raim Shadas, Kalini.
Raim Shadas.
Oh, flick all gafuishov.
Egg, flick all gafol.
Actually, shout out anyway. Is Fuishov a flick all?
Now you heard it here first. Patent that.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, and actually, for anyone tuning in, if you've got great stress relievers, techniques, something you do, or just a good scale about a time you had a cry driving through the toll bridge,
and
like,
a flick.
Let us know. A flick and a cry.
The flick of your life.
We want to know all about it.
Right, okay, karma's still finished.
So, our note to Shin Kalini.
Slán!
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello, what tosa igiri nismo how to gael edo hail? Well, ta dan urta going deep.
Yes, Tom Witt Air Patreon. We'll have a bonus app that drops every Thursday. Let nismo gaelge August nismo glush.
And we also have monthly Q&As. We have all our podcasts in full video form and we will add you to the close friends.
So sign up to our Patreon August 4th, talk yuck star bud crayla.
Link to our Patreon is in the show notes.